We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
This is Slig Zero, your host. With me today for episode 33 of BaseNet Radio is Morbid,
you,
Silent Slade, and
hey.
D-Money.
Hello.
Because we changed his name from D-Mat.
Yep.
Not really. Anyway, as you know, we can have multiple sections to this show. We are always interested in ideas for other sections. Hopefully some that can be filled with content effortlessly, like the news, which is pretty much what the show is. If you have an idea, send it over to basenet@basenetradio.net. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is
encouraged.
That's right, and that's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, basenetradio.net, and we will get right on with the first section. We must have gotten at least one email, because that's the email section of our show. And this first email comes from... it will hack for food.biz name, so we don't even know who it's from. And it's asking, why don't you guys date your shows? It's too confusing to remember your show numbers since you are not the podcasts I listen to.
Okay.
I guess he doesn't.
Thank you.
I guess he doesn't podcast, so it doesn't keep track of the dates that's listed in the RSS.
He doesn't podcast us.
Right.
Right. Although he could now if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Anyway, regardless, we don't date the shows because, well...
we like our naming convention. It's in hexadecimal.
You put the name in hexadecimal if you want. I mean, the date.
That would be fucked up.
That would be nice.
That's a good idea, but I don't know. We're kind of stuck with what we already have.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm happy with it.
Well, it's the first complaint we've gotten about it, but we always get complaints for random weird stuff. So, whatever.
We do?
Yeah, you're true.
Yeah, we do.
Your numbering convention is weird. you don't pronounce the numbers correctly, etc., etc.
Yeah, that was like a while ago.
I know.
It's like a half year ago. More than that. Oh. Anyway, it's time for the only other section to this show. Of course, that must be the news section.
Maybe.
Which that sound clip begins. And in this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on the show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a BaseNet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It can be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. So, nice. Who wants to start off? Can it be me?
You want to?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Well, I'm sure by now everybody's heard of the Apple thing. They released their x86-based PCs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are now, PCs. and them and Microsoft have a software pack, which is pretty much Apple's going to allow Windows to run on their hardware.
On actually, like, power PC hardware?
No.
Okay.
On their x86 hardware.
On their x86 hardware, okay.
Which is really much just Mac hardware. I mean, Intel hardware that...
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just use specific ones on. Chipsets on. But you do know that the recent buzz about that, don't you?
What's that?
That it is not Windows XP compatible, it's only Windows Vista compatible.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
I mean, I can't prove it because I don't have my hands on one of these boxes yet, but that's the buzz on the web.
Keyword yet?
Yet. I will have my hands on one of them eventually.
Oh, really? Okay.
No.
Good, so I don't need to buy one.
We can chip in.
How about getting one off the back of the truck?
That's even better. I'll talk to Echo and see if there's any trucks coming through.
How is Echo doing?
He's doing all right. Last I heard, he was crawling home, sleepy.
By the way, shouts to Cybox.
Oh, yeah, Cybox. That's low.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Last I heard, Cybox was hanging with Eyeball, but whatever.
What happened?
Yeah.
Nothing I'll talk later.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
Brokeback Mountain bad?
No, oh god.
Okay.
Sorry.
Riding in here.
I wish not to know.
You could. Yeah, so anyway, that's just my two cents on that Mac article there. Move on.
Why do I have to move on? Why can't you?
I don't know.
Go.
I'm waiting for my slow computer to upgrade.
You want me to do
stuff,
something?
So, all
right,
yeah.
Fine. Cuba. You heard of Cuba, right? Small country.
Yes, I heard about that. They're all switching to a well-known open-source operating system.
They've already switched 1,500 computers to Linux, and by the end of the year, they should have the whole country.
Really?
Converted.
The whole country, as in civilians as well, or just government?
The whole government thing. Okay. But don't forget, it's a socialist country. So
government means
they can force you to do anything.
That's true.
Which is a good thing, because then you'll have a lot of Spanish-based distros coming out of Cuba.
Well, that's good for you, not for me.
Hey, man, not my fault you don't know how to speak the lingo. You gotta be down with the Espanol.
Hey, no.
I'm just messing
Ming.
Yeah, Ming. Ming. Yo, Ming. You down with the penguin, right, Ming? I'm just kidding. Well, anyway, yeah, that's pretty good news coming out of Cuba, considering that it's, you know, a socialist country, and I don't think they have a budget to pay Microsoft for every licensed copy of Windows they would need. So.
That's true.
Alright, so, especially with all the trade embargoes. But going on, moving on, what else we got? Morgan?
You know how the holiday season recently passed?
Yeah.
Okay, 330-something days till next... Shopping days left till next Christmas. Well, as obviously,
I'm waiting for the new commercials to come out. I mean, they should be out any day now.
You know, yeah. The store displays have to come up now. I'll give it like a month. Well, you know, I'm sure one of the big tech gifts of the year was the iPod Minis.
Oh.
You know, everyone wanted them. They're the happy, trendy thing. Well, a 14-year-old girl got one, well, was at least supposed to get one, but when she opened the sealed package for her iPod, she found, according to a local 6 news report, raw mystery meat inside.
Oh, man.
Mystery meat?
Yes.
A slab of meat.
Yes.
Nice.
Rachel, some last name, which I guess I won't say, purchased a new high-tech iPod for her daughter as a gift this week. Whatever. When she opened the sealed box, the device was missing, and in its place was a piece of raw meat.
It's worth more than an iPod, anyway.
The box was sealed, and she said that the box was sealed, and it didn't appear to have been tampered with when she brought it home from the Honolulu Walmart where she works. Okay, those Honolulu people are shifty, so don't go there. an investigation found that a former employee apparently tampered with a shipment of the iPods and put the meat in several packages.
Nice. So it has that nice dead weight to it?
Yeah, the employee now faces tampering charges. Sadly, the Walmart gave them a new iPod.
Sadly?
From the next shipment the store received.
Ah.
No, they promised to give them the next shipment the store receives.
The whole shipment. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's a rather interesting gift to do. Maybe the parents were just being cheap, and they picked off the box from the garbage and got the hair dryer shrink wrap for it.
Ooh.
But I guess to go along with that, stores weren't exactly having good luck this towards the end of the year, because at Best Buy, a customer threatened to kill an employee after claiming that the guy purchased a $1,300 computer, and when he took it home, there was only wooden blocks inside it.
Uh-huh.
See, this itself is an older story back from October, but it worked well with the raw meat thing. But I think the guy threatened to kill... Seriously, I think there's better ways to go about getting a exchange than threatening to kill someone.
Yeah, really.
The customer came to the store and made a complaint, but became enraged after being told... Oh, actually, after being told nothing could be done for him. The customer ignored two requests to leave the store... Tell him, what are you going to do, big guy, you know, making stupid threats, you know, idiots. Police were called to the store and arrested, could I say his name? And
go
his
ahead.
Address?
He's
and his
arrested,
address.
It's public record.
Yes, Brandon Papadatos, 27, of 788 South County Road, 400 West
That's his
Hebron.
Full address.
Okay, on charges, just drop the docs, why don't you?
He said I could. Slick said I could. On charges of disorderly conduct, trespassing, and intimidation, he faces up to 4.5 years behind bars if convicted of the charges.
Well, I mean, it was released to the press. The press released it to us. Why can't we say it? We are the media, damn it.
That's information that shouldn't be going out, but all right, whatever.
So Papadatos told the police he called Best Buy and was told to come to the store on Tuesday. He arrived at the store... Oh, can I give the stores?
Go ahead.
At 91 South Silhavy Road.
Actually, what's the source of this article?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
NWITimes.com.
So it is a paper. It is.
Yeah,
okay.
the Times. NWITimes.com. Northwest Indiana. Your information source for Northwest Indiana.
Okay, then I don't see a problem with us reading it if they did.
Okay. Yeah, so police said they became angry. They arrived to find him pacing and yelling. This is a bunch of expletive deleted.
Bullshit.
Yeah, police said they asked him to stop yelling, but he continued yelling at employees. He threatened to kill an employee, but said he didn't mean it.
The
guy admitted he threatened to kill an employee. Why the hell would you do? Why would you admit that?
I don't know.
The seal of the box was intact when he left the store.
Because he didn't do what he should have and shut the hell up once the cops got there.
So if wood was inside the box, it came from the factory. They took the guy to jail and took the box of wood as evidence.
The box.
Yeah, see, wood was evidence. Said he doesn't know for sure whether this is a case of a customer trying to trick the store or an actual instance of computer box containing only wood.
Sucks for him.
Yeah. I wonder what came out of that.
Wood.
Who would know?
I wish they had a follow-up, but they don't. Damn. Okay, someone else's turn.
Alrighty, lately there was news going around that Microsoft was going to can XP Home Edition support, which doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
They're doing that awful fast.
Yeah,
Getting ready for Vista.
Due to the fact that they figured out that like a bazillion people are still buying XP Home with their computers, they ended up pushing support back to 2008. At which time, sometime in 2008, they will can support for Windows XP Home.
You know what, I think it was... Planned in the long run a while ago to cancel it around this time because they figured they would have Longhorn out by now, which they don't.
Which
and
it's gone.
Yeah.
It's now renamed Vista, and it's still not here. yeah, they haven't released anything since...
Server 2003.
2003, and the last thing they've made for home use was Multimedia Center, which is Windows XP.
Rehashed.
Professional rehashed. That's all it is.
And even
they
say that.
Yeah,
it has like a nice thing. You could click here to play a file. Yeah, yeah, that makes it different.
It's maybe down professional, pretty much.
Yeah,
because it has, you know, users and groups.
Right.
Unlike home, which is pathetic. But anyway, killing that little news there.
They don't do much smart stuff anyway. So, but
that's true. Let's see what else we got.
But we've come to this realization long, long ago.
But I just wanted to let you know, so if you were fretting over that, you can... Don't worry, you're okay.
I ain't fretting, don't worry.
Ain't fretting?
No.
Alright.
Anybody know what Galileo is?
Galileo?
Well, yeah.
The person wrong. Or the satellite? Like satellite?
Yes, the satellite. You do know what it is?
Yes.
Can you speak about it?
No.
Into the microphone. You don't want to be on it. You really don't want to be on.
It's a satellite that takes pictures of deep space, isn't it? Or of our solar system?
Not exactly. Actually, it's...
No, that's,
Was it one of the ones that went on the ship?
It's...
On the trip?
I know it went on a trip very far into... farther than we've gone. Don't ask.
Well, this one is for satellite navigation system.
That is?
Yeah, it's going to be much better than GPS, and it's not going to be... It's like a European-wide thing, even though it was UK-built. It's not going to rely on the US GPS system.
Oh, so they kind of decided to stop mooching off of us?
No, they decided to improve on technology where the military controls.
Cool beans.
They don't want the U.S. military controlling friggin'...
So what fun stuff is this one going to have?
Well, it's going to have...
Is it just going to be more accurate?
Oh, it's going to be tons more accurate.
That's scarier.
It's
going to
have... yeah, it is somewhat scarier. Let's see. But yeah, the first signals were received from it.
Cool.
From one of the satellites.
How many satellites do they have?
I think it's just the one that was put in space and turned on.
And I guess another thing, is this going to be civilian or strictly military?
Oh, I'm sorry. First, Galileo is the name of the system.
Okay.
The satellite is GOA. That makes more sense.
Right.
Yeah, you were probably right.
Yeah.
I was reading incorrectly. All right. Yes, it was launched 28 December.
I could get GPS on this.
You could get GPS on
that thing. Like the maps and actual direction stuff. I just had to buy the adapter and the software.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, if you get the adapter and the software, you might be able to make that your phone.
Maybe.
Because it would be E911 compatible.
Yeah,
then.
But I'm already bidding on the newer one of this, which is actually supported.
Okay. So. Oh, well. But yeah, I'm trying to skim through this now really quickly to see, exactly its specs as far as how much better it will be. whatever. It's going to be a new satellite navigation system, better and
okay. Once again, did it comment on if it's civilian or military?
I will check now.
Because if it's that much better, and they could put it into each soldier's kind of little thing, they could keep track of individual movement in the field.
Wow.
Which
That's
would actually
true.
Be able to coordinate stuff a lot better.
Yeah, really. And have it playing in the army's helmets. Move one step left.
Yes.
Move right.
Dude, there's a mine right in front of you.
No.
And right before your shot, fail.
Jew fail. At life. All right. Or you Jew fail at walking past mines. It's real. 39 megapixel digital camera. Huh?
This is a project, a partnership between the European Space Agency and the European Commission. And it will give civilian users a satellite navigation and positioning system that is 10 times more accurate than the alternatives available today.
Yeah.
While public signals from GPS are already widely used by the likes of sailors, mountaineers, and motorists, the U.S. military reserves the right to limit its use or switch it off for security reasons. Which I think they have done.
There goes all this expensive navigation systems.
Yeah. It's got to be like, damn it. Wait, there's a new one, and it's better, and we don't have it.
I just bought my car yesterday, and it's already
it's already
obsolete.
Good. I wasn't that big of a fan of GPS anyway. It's nice, and it's somewhat accurate, but it sways, I notice.
Then the ones that come with it, like at least the Mercedes and those cars now, they're kind of nice. They're not
well,
bad.
Well, yeah, because you could have Mr. T be your voice.
Yes, yes. That's awesome.
This is true.
I pity the fool. Anyway.
All right. Yeah, let me bring this up because this is just crazy.
Okay.
Hasselblad introduced its new 39 megapixel H2D 39 digital camera. Right?
Okay.
It's crazy. 39 megapixels. The file format is 3F, and raw files are 78 megabytes in size. This per image.
Oh my god. It's kind of a lot.
Kind of a huge. The camera supports like, let's see, CF cards, CF flash cards that you can put in. There's an option for an 80 gigabyte external hard drive, which at this rate, what, it's gonna be...
Okay, what do you need 39 megapixels for? Were you printing out pictures to go on the side of a building?
I don't know, but I know it's like only 10 images will fit, not even 9 images in their raw format are gonna fit on the CD. So, this is nuts.
It's complete, uselessness.
Awesomeness.
Uselessness.
It's awesome.
Well, I mean, you get resolutions that are insane.
The thing
this
is,
camera.
You could take much better pictures of, say you're at, like, the Grand Canyon or, like, some mountainous place. You could get very nice high-resolution pictures of stuff like that and still be able to zoom in on a specific peak or something and still have very nice quality. So it does have its uses.
I picked up a 4-megapixel camera before New Year's, and I'm quite happy with it.
Yeah, I'm happy with 5.1. It's all right.
39 megapixels, though? Wow. That's kind of...
I mean, someone was actually able to create a 1 gigabyte.
Right.
1 gigapixel. Yeah. Ooh, that's hard to say.
How big
that was
on
Slashdot sometime this past year.
How big is the picture?
It's pretty much like a telescope.
Yeah.
The picture is insane resolution. I don't even remember.
Yes, what's the size of one picture? You can need a 100 gig hard drive to store each picture.
But it wasn't even... It wasn't even like that. It was just able to take like one picture. They were able to capture it. It wasn't even like something you can take with you. No, this is something you set up on a spot.
It was more like something it would... I don't even remember how it worked. This was a while ago.
As for this camera, like the stripped-down version cost $32,000.
Oh, only.
And with full-fledged packages costing like $40,000.
Oh, seriously.
Get one of those.
Yeah, I mean, might as well run out right after the show and buy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all have $40,000 to throw away.
Oh, absolutely. It's pocket change, yes. That's why we're doing this.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to mention that it is possible to make a camera this way. Whether someone in their right mind would want to buy one, probably not, unless you're really deep into digital photography and have the money to throw at it.
Yeah.
That's to me. And the source for this is from dailytech.com.
Well, I found something that's just slightly interesting. I guess, a little blip. From inventgeek.com.
Okay.
The quick vibrating lockpick.
What?
With a cost of $9 to $15. The difficulty to do this is novice. It's take about half hour. The coolness factor is deaf geek. And
deaf
the geek?
Geek
score is 8.0. Pretty much you're turning an Oral-B bad electric toothbrush.
Link me, please.
Okay.
Okay, you're taking an Oral-B. Right.
And you do stuff that involves things. Hold on. I'm sending you the link.
Thank you. Good
And you change the head of it and it goes at an angle or something. And you attach the lock pick to the end of it instead of the brush head. And I'm guessing what you can do is you're making an interchangeable one, so you could kind of switch back and forth between brushing your teeth and picking the locks.
All right, so you still need to hold a tension wrench, but you know, other than that,
right?
All right. So for
is there any
who are
actual
curious,
benefits to this?
I don't know.
They use the Oral-B Hummingbird.
Well, the benefit is it pretty much instead of getting like a professional grade vibrating, automatic lock opening device, lock picking device. You can make your own for $9.
And which also ruin
Dwayne
the
Reed.
Locks.
Hmm?
Those ones that they ruin the locks.
Yeah, like, but this is when you really need to break into place.
Yeah, the quick picks. Quick picks ruin the lock.
They damage the lock. Yes, they don't always
on
ruin
the
it,
on the
they...
website. There's the MIT guide to lock picking.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
All right, and if you want to see this, because you're at home and you're listening to us or you're somewhere, it's tinyurl.com/8565R. And you'll be able to see the quick vibrating lockpick and all its ugly-ass glory.
It has a picture of a hummingbird on it. How you? Not really. Okay.
And I guess props go out to Jared Boak, who put this up. I hope I said his name right. All right, thanks, Jared. All right, moving on.
Let's see. Here's an interesting thing. MPAA.org/reportprivacy.asp or piracy, not privacy. MPAA.org/reportpiracy.asp. It's a nice little form you could fill out. Leave your name, email, phone, country, and state. Okay. If you are a member of law enforcement or not. And give the details on the piracy type. Optical disc piracy, internet piracy, video cassette piracy. And all this kinds of stuff. You know what would be fun to do here, though?
Wait,
put Sony.com on there?
No, put fake information and URL of pirate site. Link to Goatsy.
Ew.
Wait, so is this... So what's going to happen... What they're expecting people to do is they're expecting people to be like, oh, I'm going to go over to my friend's house and watch a movie. Oh, no, they have an illegal copy. I'm going to report my friend to... Was this MPAA?
Yeah.
To the MPAA. I'm going to go home and report my friend because they have a bootleg.
Or if you just hate.
Oh, I guess you could do if you hate people. That'd be,
this
that'd
guy on the corner, he was trying to sell me a bootleg. He was an Asian guy about Yitol.
Oh my god, I saw this Japanese lady in Grand Angeles. She was trying to sell me, there's a sheet of DVDs. They were still in the theater.
And she smells like pee. So, I'm gonna...
$5.
Only $5. $5 right now. 5 for $20. 5 for $20. Oh, I'm just being mean.
It's okay. Stereotypes exist for a reason.
Oh. All right. Well, this also wants you to report websites, right? If you find a website that's pirating music,
so leave Goatsy as the website. Somebody do that and let us know what happened.
Seriously, they better not get rid of any of the sites I use.
I'll do it.
No.
What?
I don't want any of the sites that I download stuff from to be gone.
You don't download stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? I have perfect. Everything I have is legitimate.
You like Goatsy?
No.
Legitimate Goatsy. Ouch.
No. They're talking about reporting. Sites which pirate
right
things.
Right but the site that you report like a link to Goatsy so they click on it.
I don't even know
see...
what that is because I refuse to look at it.
Oh god. They got rid of it for a while but they brought it back. You should see it. You'll like it.
No.
You'll like it.
Okay. Okay. You would
you
like it.
Crazy.
I think you would.
No. Yeah. Oh, come on, everyone's seen it. We all like it.
It's the cool thing to do.
I know.
Peer pressure.
Speaking of peer pressure, you're getting your mic on.
No.
I'm sure we heard
it. As soon as I move the mic by her, she just kind of like backs up and shuts the hell up.
She vanishes, disappears. And we don't even know who she is. It's all right.
Just pulled her off the street.
Yeah.
You just pulled
her. They gave me $3.
What's with the people you pull off the street that have no name?
I don't know.
I mean, the last person you brought here
was actually,
nameless.
Yeah, and then before that was Goofy and the cat.
The cat?
Okay.
If she didn't talk. I can't say her real name.
Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Skippy, whatever.
Skippity doodah, what?
Goofball, whatever.
Yeah, nobody ever has any names that you bring. Oh, well.
My name's Goatsy.
Yeah, say that into the mic.
My name's Goatsy.
Okay.
Wow.
Goatsy
all
is
right,
here
so Goatsy
in the studio.
Woo!
Maybe your next guest will be a tub girl then.
Who's
that? It's another one you must see.
No, I don't think I want to.
Yes, you do.
Is this another one of those kind of disturbing
D-Money
type of things?
No, just go to Google Images and type tub girl.
I don't want to.
Go to Google and type in fecal Japan.
I don't want to.
I'm Goatsy, come on.
Yeah, let's move on to something a little more, I don't
kosher?
Know. I don't know. If you could get more kosher than Goatsy, though.
No.
Oh, wait, yes, you can.
Blessed by a priest. I mean, rabbi. Mm.
I'm sorry. I'm just cracking up with that whole Goatsy.
Who kicked me out of the chat room?
You got kicked out of the chat.
That's for spamming.
Oh.
You booted me?
No, man, you can't do that.
Oh, flooding.
You booted me?
You flooded the chat.
I'm booting you.
I didn't boot you.
Oh, no, oh, no. This is why I don't let them into IRC. Anyway.
All right, so moving
if I
on.
If I hit remove, doesn't that kick you out? I don't know. Let's find out. Oh, no. No, that doesn't. This would remove you from my buddy list. Don't want to do that. You suck.
Okay, who has news? Somebody.
Oh,
quick.
I still do.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You go first, I'll go after.
This is kind of first. A doctor bans a 9-year-old boy from playing PlayStation.
Interesting. Ow. Doctor prescribed.
Yes, doctor prescribed. He can't touch it. To stop head twitching.
But it stopped after he stopped playing PlayStation. So I guess that's why
he played PlayStation constantly over the holidays and at his home, and began to notice that his head would jerk back and forth. I would do funny things with my head.
Wow.
He began to twitch so badly his mother took him to their family doctor. He's not allowed to play PlayStation anymore. But once he stopped playing, the twitching stopped.
It's called ADHD.
Either that or epilepsy.
Epileptic,
all the head jerking is gone and his eyes are completely back to normal.
That does sound like epilepsy.
I think it's a direct connection to the PlayStation and the amount of time he spent on it. Blah blah. The San Diego Epilepsy Foundation said some video simulations at certain frequencies can cause epileptic type seizures or body jerks.
Question is, what the fuck was he playing?
EverQuest.
EverCrack? Oh god.
No, that's PC. That's not.
It has a port for.
It does?
No,
for PS2?
From PlayStation, yeah.
It has a PS port.
Doctors said to set time limits for games. Keep lights on in the room so it's bright, and make sure children stay at least 2 feet away from the screen. Damn it! That kills my fun. I like to sit in a little like a cave place with my face touching the screen.
So that explains all the head jerking that you do.
When I have nothing to do, I kind of bob back and forth. That could explain it.
Yeah, that's like.
No, that's just your idle process. I have one of those too. My leg shakes.
Yeah, I have that too.
No, I think Slade's idle process is kind of like slaying side by side.
Oh my god, that's funny. It has nothing to do with technology, but racist man sentenced to attend black church.
Wow.
I just thought it was funny. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ooh, do they have a video of a car running over a man on Interstate 4?
All right.
What?
No.
All right. Have you guys seen those advertisements for the PSP?
Which ones?
The graffiti.
Maybe.
Alright, I have a link here. Hold on. Alright, putting it in. Alright, so now, what happens is, Sony has been putting these PSP advertisements all over cities and, you know, big urban centers where graffiti is common. And they're like little kids holding up PSPs.
Yeah.
And in New York State, they have actually been ordered to remove the graffiti ads.
Why?
Because they're graffiti. It's corporate graffiti.
Yeah, so what? Outside of the Yankee Stadium, one of the parking lots, there was this place which had... Technically, it's not graffiti, it's wall art. I don't know the term for it, but there's something that was a new thing every year. There's the same guy did it each year.
Mm-hmm. Well, wall art, that's like commissioned, and graffitiing on random people's stores are totally different things.
Was it on random people's stores?
Or it was on random places. It's not like they were allowed to do it. They didn't pay to do it. They just did it.
So then it's not a... Did you say it was an ad campaign?
It was an ad campaign, but instead of using, like, paid for space, they just paid someone to go out and draw little PSP logos on stuff.
Huh. Well, my computer sucks, so it's not loading any of this. No, don't clock...
You fail.
I don't want to close. No, I don't want to close Firefox.
Yes, you do.
Stop it.
I don't want to.
You whiny bitch.
Yep. That's me.
All right, so anyway, if you guys want to check out the story, it's, I'm sure you might have seen some of these in your hometown somewhere. Tiny URL address is tinyurl.com, obviously, AJCT5. All right.
What the hell are you doing? How many times did I click it?
What's up?
Why did you send me a link to Lego Logic Gates?
What was that? Because that's Lego Logic Gates.
Legos! Sorry.
If you were just talking about that, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Wait, what is it? AJCT? Okay. What's a 4W9?
That's... Okay, now I'm lost. I'm doing like three things.
The tiny URLs.
What about the tiny URLs?
Just different links.
Which I was asking, which one was a 4W and which one is the A?
I don't remember.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
All right, click so moving on. Cisco Systems is going to go consumer electronics as opposed to just corporate.
Really?
Yeah, so they're going to start releasing other equipment.
I thought they already have that. It's called Linksys.
No, not just Linksys stuff. I mean, like, theater, home theater equipment, cell phones, radios, and other knickknacks, all of them with internet capability.
That's kind of neat.
It is neat, and it's also, you know, Cisco in your home with more money for, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be interesting, but at the same time, it's going to be creepy.
Hmm.
I mean, I already have Cisco gear here, but it's a Linksys router and other Cisco crap, I'm sure, somewhere. I would be interested to see like what a Cisco internet capable home theater system would look like.
Big? I don't know.
Big with like I'm definitely sure that the equalizer will look like the Cisco logo. Other random stuff. Internet capable radio would be kind of nice. I think someone else was working on it.
So you get internet radio stations as well as regular?
That would be cool.
That would be very cool. I would like that so I could get my country music.
Oh.
Ew.
From hillbillyhicks.com or something like that?
Yeah, whatever. It's good right. Stuff.
I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. All right, what else is going on?
Here we go. How's this one? The health benefits of games are being studied. According to one of my old reliables, BBC News.
All right, good.
Studies being conducted into how good games are for you. PopCap Games and the Games for Health Project are funding the creation of a database of research into the positive mental benefits of being a gamer. The project will involve interviews with experts, literature reviews, and extensive play testing. Ooh, I want to be part of that.
That sounds like fun.
Ben Sawyer, co-founder of Games for Health Project, said the study would determine if gaming can ensure that aging minds stay active. I think so.
That's true, yeah.
I think it would. You have to constantly think. Ooh, this is something kind of cool along the gaming way. An interactive gaming table unveiled.
Hmm?
Kind of like, remember how they had that Pac-Man for life-size thing we talked about a couple months back?
Well,
this is kind of a lot like smaller scale.
Backpack and stuff.
Yeah, this is a lot smaller scale. It's a table. The Enter table that I said could unite physics and virtual gaming worlds. Enter table is based around a 76 centimeter LCD touchscreen that acts as an interactive playing surface.
Okay.
The screen displays game boards or maps and can interact with objects such as pawns or figures you put on it.
Nice. It's sort of like RPG gaming, like D&D or something.
Maybe instead of buying many different board games, what you do now you just buy cards or discs for...
Or download some.
Download board games, and I guess you have generic pieces, which maybe when you put it on it, it will be a different color or something. I don't know.
The board can make the pieces for you and keep track of them.
So that could be interesting.
That would be pretty hot, actually. Yeah. You make a coffee table in your house, and it's actually a game board. You can turn it on, and bam.
Yeah, Philips is doing this. Said the Enter table could be a universal board for family games or fun uses in casinos and restaurants. I'm kind of hoping it goes to the family games thing.
It could be both. You can
it would make playing board games a hell of a lot easier to carry around.
Okay, someone just turned something off. Alright, anyway, I have more game-related news, but it's not good news.
Oh.
Alright, turns out, everyone's heard of Counter-Strike, obviously.
Yeah.
One of the companies, one of the bigger companies that sell food in the United States decided that they wanted to run an ad campaign through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Subway, Eat Fresh, you know, those bastards, decided to run advertisements in-game.
They have Subway ads in Counter-Strike?
Right, but here's the thing, Valve didn't know anything about it.
Valve? Who's Valve?
Valve Software, the creators of
Counter-Strike.
Of Half-Life.
Of Half-Life.
Right, but Counter-Strike is a little, it's a mod off of Counter-Strike. So somehow, Subway was able to get their content in-game, and you would see Subway ads.
Uh-huh.
So, Valve found out about it, and is now taking them to court over it.
Ooh. Gay court.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you think about it, it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing, because now Valve is going to consider, oh, well, people can actually pay us for advertising, but...
So now we're going to actually see a lot more advertising in video games?
Well, I mean, have you ever played The Matrix Online or seen, like, demos for it?
No.
There's, like, advertisement up the ass in there. It's like a movie.
Well,
you
I
have
know
Rockware
on...
gear and other stuff that... It's advertising game.
I know on EA games, they advertise the game you bought in the game. They
what
tell you to buy
game?
The game that you have.
That's stupid.
Like, I'm guessing they're figuring people buy it and play it with their friends, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that's why they do. So I guess we'll just be seeing a lot more of that. Excuse me. That's weak.
That was random, too.
That was weak. Alright, I have another something here, I guess. We all know about Skype and stuff, but now D-Link and Skype are joining together.
What? D-Link and Skype are joining together?
Yes.
For what?
They're coming up with a $70 adapter, which you can buy at either at D-Link's website or Skype's website, which can... allow you to use a traditional phone to make internet calls and whatnot.
Oh, so it's kind of pretty much be just like your normal VoIP.
Yes, except it's for
thing.
Skype.
It's using Skype, okay.
Yeah, where you could use a traditional existing phone to make Skype calls. You can receive or make both traditional telephone and Skype calls from the same phone. You use the phone rather than a headset since Skype.
Right.
You know, it's pretty much the basic... everything. You could take advantage of Skype's free internet, yeah, blah, blah. So pretty much use Skype features on your normal phone.
Or a normal phone with Skype features, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of cool if you have, like, a dedicated server running Skype and use that as your primary means of making phone calls.
Yeah, and you don't
well,
have
to... Well, that's what that would be, right?
And you don't have to and you don't have to sit near the computer to use Skype. That's kind of cool.
But if you could jury rig the thing to work with your existing phone line, you can.
That's what it is.
Yeah, except it's going to cost you $70 instead of you probably doing it yourself.
You can probably build it yourself a lot cheaper.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's a laziness factor.
Yeah, it is definitely a laziness factor. A good idea though. I mean, something for me to try to do my own. Thanks for the idea. No, thanks for the price tag.
Yeah. Really. Especially with the open source Linksys wireless router thing.
Right. Pretty much. Yeah, which I'm playing with. Let's see. I have another cool one, if you guys are into it. A virtual tour of New York City, or at least many different virtual tours of New York City, using Google Maps and regular JPEGs.
Hmm.
Kind of cool, yes, no?
Yeah, all right,
I'll drop the link down for you guys, and I'll make a tiny URL for it. It should be tinyurl.com/ still generating one. DY6K3.
Is this the virtual New York City tour? Oh god, I can imagine how much this is going to slow down my PC.
Yeah, you don't want to launch it more. You might want to look over somebody else's shoulder.
Too bad I already did.
Oh man, you're dead.
Actually, it didn't do anything. So let's see if I could close it. Okay, I didn't actually hit enter. I guess.
Right, and. It's a pretty cool, like, website because it takes a lot of images and does something very creative with them. When there are a lot of different virtual tours like Times Square, the Reservoir here in New York, other things. Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to drop that on because it's an idea that I thought was creative and I think more people should do stuff like this. Regardless of where you are, just, you know, tour your hometown. What else we have?
I got something on Google.
Okay.
How, you know, everything we hear is positive moves in Google's, you know, Google making, well, not necessarily a positive move, but Google doing new things, everyone's, like, stock prices climbing, all that jazz. Well, now, people are thinking Google's lost touch. There, people are getting kind of concerned about how Google's... Google Video, all different things. They're just thinking Google's kind of stretching now.
Oh, you think they've gone too far? Like, they have too many markets?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I know they launched that Google Desktop service lately with all the Google apps, and it was pretty bad.
Yeah, and then they had the video, the new free and for pay video download feature, which they say is just a... They think it's kind of a sign of what's to come.
Google Video?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Google Video is like,
kind of, they think it's, it's kind of not that good.
You really? You don't think it's that good?
I haven't, personally haven't seen it. I'm just reading. This is according to one of your personal favorites, eWeek.
Ugh. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't like that publication. I think Google Video is pretty interesting. I don't like the fact that they charge you for certain videos. But there is a lot of content put up there for free. Very easily accessible. And let me just grab a random video here. I'm going to pop it on a tiny URL and give it more pimpage than it necessarily needs. Tiny URL bar. This is an awesome plugin. it's tinyurl.com/7wknb, and you know that's just one of the Google videos that's on there, and it's just randomly weird. And I mean, the thing with Google is most of their apps do run on Linux pretty stably.
Oh, here's
I know they even have, like, for example, PDAs. They've, like, Google Maps work on PDAs now.
Really?
Yeah, they slowly integrated that without saying a word.
That's cool. But here's another thing. Google Inc.'s researcher has filed a patent for technology that would allow mobile phone users to single-click on an advertisement on a web page and be connected via a voice call to the advertiser.
Huh.
That would annoy me.
Yeah.
Accidentally click on it, and you're getting on the phone.
No! Go away!
Exactly.
Why would you set this up?
Why? Would it be something that you have a choice? If you're on the phone, if you're on, like, a mobile thing and you're checking online and you happen to do it, maybe it's just something that will automatically happen.
Is there... I mean, like, I would just probably create a program to block that kind of thing, because that's just intrusive.
Yeah.
And wasting minutes that I don't want to waste.
Well, the ad may be minute-free just because it's provided by the,
I doubt
it. Yeah, you'd think so.
I doubt it.
I completely doubt
it. Well...
They'd have to talk to the phone company about that.
And the phone company will definitely
The phone
want
company
cut.
Isn't the one that has the call. Well, that is kind of intrusive.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so I'm online, I'm on google.com, and I'm searching for something, and I accidentally click something on my PDA phone thing, you know, and, oh, look, why is my phone calling somebody? No, fuck that.
That's weird. Yeah, that's intrusive. That's like a rootkit.
Kind of, except, like, you accidentally caused it yourself.
Yeah. But they tricked you into causing it.
Right, well, which is bullshit. Fuck that. Moving on. speaking of tricking you into doing random shit you don't want to do, the United States government is testing e-passports this week.
They're doing what?
They're testing the electronic passports this week.
Ooh, oh, yay.
Alright, and they received a total of 2,335 comments regarding the proposal to change passports. Out of those comments, 98.5% were negative, 1% was positive, 0.5% were neutral.
Wow.
Why? You know, if you're neutral, don't even comment.
It's pretty much people who have no idea what's going on. They just say, I have no idea.
Listen, then find either find out what's going on and get an opinion, or don't comment.
Well, that's just showing.
It's people
show
who want
to
be part of, feel like they're part of something, but don't feel like doing the work to be part of it.
They shouldn't either. They should just not work at all. Although, alright, so the, obviously, you know, the new passports are using RFID chips, mm-hmm. and they're possibly going to use other biometric things such as fingerprinting and biometric face scanning and things like that.
Why don't they just install them under our skin like they were going to do with that one planner?
Right. And hopefully not with an evil, creepy sound like that when they do it.
I like the evil, creepy sound. Whenever we pass by something, you hear that?
Fuck! They got me. Oh, that would suck. I mean, granted, there are ways to get rid of RFID. I mean, well, I wonder what would happen if you take your passport, throw it in the microwave for 10 minutes, and come back.
You'll have to buy a new one, because they won't accept it. And they'll charge you, like, whoa money for it.
And you just say, it happened on the way here. Why
it went through the wash.
It went through the wash.
Also, I guess it's kind of like your school ID. If it didn't work, you have to buy a new one.
You have to pay for a new one.
Actually, if you break it, you have to pay for a new one. If it stopped working, they replaced it. Okay, maybe they won't charge you, but knowing the government, they will.
Yeah,
they'll definitely charge you to pay for shipping or something crazy.
Because you know it's only public school, so it's not publicly funded, but it's public school.
You mean those? I was talking about college.
And, but my favorite
public
thing
school,
to do is
you have to pay to replace it. And you're not allowed in school if you forget it.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is what happens when people start learning how to steal your identity by sending out an RFID signal, you responding back with your information, and they taking it.
Nothing.
They'll laugh at you and say it's your own stupid fault.
This is ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's a form of security that's totally untested and not ready to be used.
Right.
Whatever. That's just me.
They don't bother themselves.
It is very easy to more or less build your own RFID reader, let alone buy one off eBay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Firefox
same concept
there.
With Magstripe readers. I mean, don't you remember the incident where people were getting their bank accounts broken into by a wireless camera and a Magstripe reader at ATMs?
Yeah, they'd swipe it twice or something, or have a separate swipe.
You swipe right through it.
Right.
And you put your card right into the regular ATM. So it would read it as you go right into the
other. Yeah, it's happening at gas stations as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't doubt. Especially dark, seedy gas stations at dark locations where no one pays attention.
Right.
And cheap ghetto ATM machines at, like, ghetto bank dot whatever. Alright, anyway, you know, just wanted to get that little rant out of the way. Anyone else got anything?
Well, of course, with stealing the credit card numbers, there's so many ways to do that, but yeah.
Well, this is not just stealing your credit card information, this is stealing, like, who you are, what your date of birth is.
Everything on the passport.
Where you live, possibly. I don't know what they'll put on the RFID chip. Definitely your passport identification number, what countries you've been to.
Yeah, remember, that
you have AIDS, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and please, I know this is like a hacker show and stuff, but don't do that crap. That's just retarded.
What, stealing information, or?
Stealing people's information and using it to, like, buy crap online.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Gives people
bullshit.
Bad names.
Yeah, it's definitely, whenever you see in the news now, you see, oh, hackers have your credit card number, it's like, what, no? I don't care to see your credit card number. I have my own.
Yeah.
If
you feel like purchasing stuff for me, then go ahead, but I'm not going to try to get it from you.
Well, see, the thing is, they purchase stuff for you, and you have to pay for it yourself, so that doesn't make any sense at all.
Right. It's stupid shit.
If anything, it just causes you a headache.
Yeah.
But, regardless. Moving on. Let's see. Running out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
We mentioned the Mac Intel platform thing before.
Mm-hmm.
Firefox has decided that they're going to make sure that they have a working Firefox version for OS X on Intel by sometime in March. So as I believe those PCs already started shipping, most of us should be getting them by February, or the latest. And by March, they should already have a working version of Firefox that completely is integrated with their Intel Mac platform.
That's kind
of
cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of good. Even though I'm sure they might get it done earlier. But, you know, this is their planned launch date.
Okay. It's interesting stuff.
And as soon as that's done, I mean, you know, they'll be able to release it for all of 7.44. And I believe one of the real, like, it should be done already, if I'm not mistaken. They should only have some issues like Macromedia Flash or some other stuff that might be incompatible
with
the new,
some stuff they normally have issues with anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, well, we built it for PowerPC, which worked, but now we have this new platform. But, we're all fucked up. Fuck this shit. We're just going to do it from scratch. Enough of that. All right. Anyone else have anything? Come on.
Nah. No. Not really.
What about you, D-Money? Yeah, I've
Have you talked this show? Even less than usual.
Is he there?
I don't
know. He's dead.
He's there. The call is in progress.
He uttered a word, so the connection booted him.
He's right there. Can't talk. Yeah, he probably unplugged the mic or something.
Yeah, that's what he always says. Can't talk. Why can't you talk?
Why?
Okay.
Why?
All right, he's dead. All right, great.
He can hear us. He just can't talk.
Why?
Okay. You're still typing what you're saying. He can hear you.
I know.
He's probably held up with the Colombian rebels again or something.
They didn't get sick of him yet?
He's IMing, not the rebels. I don't know. It sounds like it might be the rebels.
I don't know. There's not enough information.
Never know.
Not at liberty to say. Maybe he's being deported. Did you go and stab someone finally? Did you actually make good on your threat?
That's not good. All right, so okay, we're running low on time, so I just want to bring up one more thing that I found that I think is really fucked up.
Okay.
RIAA released a
pamphlet thingy.
Pamphlet kind of thing, and it's pretty much targeted at parents, trying to explain to them what file sharing is, what peer-to-peer networks are, how their children are evil, in the sense that...
We're evil little spoilers.
Yeah, they're sharing their tax information and stuff online with, Kaza and other file sharing programs, which is true. If they hit the
right
settings, it'll find everything on your computer and share it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why you don't share anything. If you're smart, don't share shit. Just download it.
Just download and keep for yourself.
Or screw peer-to-peer, go BitTorrent, which is somewhat peer-to-peer.
Yes, which is still peer-to-peer, but just a different interface.
Right.
All right, so in any case, I'm taking a look at this here, and I noticed that at the bottom of this sheet, it's a PDF, and I should get, a link for this for everybody. I believe I dropped one earlier. Wait a second. All right, so it's, fucking damn it. All right, copy the link, put it in my browser. And through from the current URL. All right, so if you want to check it out, it's tinyurl.com/18r. It's only three letters. Wow, that's nice.
Really? Oh, that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. And you can check out the pamphlet yourself. It's pretty creepy. At the bottom is this ChildNet International logo, which I think is really interesting because it's got a demonic-looking happy face. So I don't know if that's supposed to be subliminal. Be mad at your children thing or what, but just wanted to make sure people make a note of that. And you know, the pamphlet in itself is pretty cheesy, but the gist of it is pretty much these are your children, they're sharing your information, and if anything, you're gonna flip the bill for downloading, you know, shared content, stuff that other people gave away.
Well, I guess technically
And the thing it doesn't mention is that technically it's not illegal per se to share music.
As long as it's not copyrighted.
As long as it's not. Is it really illegal to share copyrighted music?
Yes.
How? Where?
I don't know, but that concludes this week's BaseNet Radio. We hope you have enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints, send an email to basenet@basenetradio.net. If you're listening to this on DDP Hack Radio or on Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. Have a good week.
Peace.